This is Ozarks at Large. Tomorrow evening, the doors at the Blair Library in Fayetteville will close and in-person browsing and checkout will cease until late November as the last push of expansion construction continues. Curbside pickup and all the virtual services, including story times, will continue during the final construction phase. Yesterday, masked, outside, and socially distanced, David Johnson, the public library's director, answered a few questions about the next couple of months in the library's future.
At 5 p.m. that evening, the whole level of transformation takes place. We will shut the building down to the public. We will continue our curbside service, and we're going to continue doing our live streaming of story times and other things like that. But the building itself, you're going to start seeing a lot of office furniture coming in. You're going to see continued moves of the shelves. You're going to see a whole collection of youth services materials get offloaded down into their new home in the expansion. And then we're going to see paint going on, carpeting going on, just a lot of activity to prepare the existing building for the opening at the end of November.
End of November may sound like a long time to you and your colleagues who work inside there. Doesn't really sound like a long time to those of us on the outside of the building. It feels like it could be here tomorrow.
Yeah, it does. You know, you blink your eyes and it's here. And so there's a, you know, they call it punch list type of work to be going on. We've got some ceiling tiles and other pieces. The kitchen is still getting prepared. So we're in the last stages. A big milestone was that we used to have some of the glass panes were not put in yet, and they were using that to bring in materials through the windows. As of today, they have closed those off and sealed the building. So we will, you know, we're in the final stretches of getting this thing completed.
You mentioned the kitchen. There's so much more here besides just periodicals and books and genealogy. There's going to be a kitchen. There's going to be a deli. There's going to be a place where you can simulate driving a backhoe or an airplane. There's going to be a place where you can make a podcast, where you can record your music. Will all of that hopefully be ready to go in late November?
Our goal is for all of that to be here. So the only thing that could delay us would be somewhere along the shipping or the supply chain of getting those technologies here. But so far, all of the vendors that we're working with, they've all given us thumbs up and green-lighted having everything here. Everything will be ready, and we're just really excited to give this community something we've been talking about for 7 years. You know, it's been a long time coming, and as a library staff, you know, we're just ready to show it to people. Say, hey, you know, we're beyond talking now. We're ready to have you come in and just explore and find new things and see that this new library is taking it to a whole nother level.
So many amenities and so much anticipation, yet you won't be able to have that grand gala in late November. Have you thought about how you're going to methodically introduce this to people?
Yeah, it's going to be a slow, soft opening. I anticipate that when we do open the doors in late November, and there's a no hard date yet because I've got a meeting Monday to determine that exact date in which we'll open, but we're looking at the end of November. And at that time, I think we'll just invite people back in. You know, the governor has imposed upon us a sort of an attendance number based off of capacity. We know that we've got to be safe. We've got to wear masks, that we have to socially distance. We can't gather the way that we will in the future. So we're going to do a slow, soft opening and invite people in, have people come through, and just slowly unveil the new things that you mentioned, you know, the recording studio, the event center, the teaching kitchen. However, there will be a time when we have a grand celebration here at the library and really celebrate everything that this new component to the library brings to this community, whether that's with our True Lit Literary Festival in the spring. It might be later towards the summer reading kickoff, but there will be one gigantic community party here at the Fayetteville Public Library.
David Johnson is the director of the Blair Library in Fayetteville. He notes the near end of construction at the public library does not mean the fundraising is finished for the project. You can find out more at beyondwordsfpl.org.